The meal started with a sticky cluster of peanuts, spiked with chilies that temporarily numbed the tongue. There was a salad that had the crunch of fresh-cut slaw and brought a bona fide caffeinated buzz from bits of fermented tea leaves strewn throughout. And then there were a pair of homey, aromatic bakery buns topped with something called pork floss, a woolly pile that has the earthy, salty savor of jerky when it moistens in the mouth. It was a meal with beguiling little tricks of texture and specialty spice. But this meal didn't come from some high-end chef tasting menu or exercise in molecular gastronomy. Instead, I found it at a fascinating little cafe that's mining the traditions of an ancient cuisine, several of them, in fact. And they were cooked up in a come-as-you-are setting about as casual and approachable as a coffee shop. This is Bao and Noodle, a restaurant for robust renditions of regional Chinese cooking. It's in the Marigny, near the Noka campus. And while the Marigny is pretty high profile these days, Bao and Noodle still feels like a quiet little corner of the neighborhood. And for adventurous dining on a budget, it doesn't get much better than this. You're coming here for Chinese food, but Bao and Noodle isn't serving sweet and sour pork or shrimp fried rice. Instead, the tiny kitchen here starts with the namesake Bao and Noodles. Bao are cousins to dumplings, but puffy, more doughy, and designed to soak up more of that ink-dark soy vinegar sauce. A variant, called Rusong Bao, are topped with that floss. It's a fibrous rendering of pork that looks a little like a blonde toupee sitting on top of the sweet dough cakes. There's more inside, and it all tingles slightly as it reconstitutes on your tongue. There's a bowl of Don Don noodles, thin, bouncy, and coiled around ground pork and a funky fermented sauce. And then there are Bang Bang noodles, which is really fun to say and even more fun to eat. Bang Bang noodles are broad, chewy, irregular ribbons that seem endless as you unfurl them through braised lamb, heady with cumin, and crunchy with carrot and radish and herbs. It's easy to picture that lamb dish on a modern regional Italian menu. Just call it pappardelle with lamb ragu. And that unexpected familiarity points to its roots. Bang Bang noodles are a staple of a city along the same Silk Road traveled by Marco Polo. The global influences across New Orleans dining these days may not be so epic as Silk Road explorations, but they are growing, and Bao and Noodle is a good representation, rooted in tradition that came from somewhere and means something, and exotic enough to offer the thrill of discovery. And so, when someone asked me to name the wildest food I'd found recently around New Orleans, I had the answer right on my lips. Pork floss. Definitely, definitely pork floss. Learn more at wwno.org.